The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights yesterday called on the Security Council to strengthen the suspended UN observer mission in Syria and renewed her call for the country's conflict to be referred to the International Criminal Court in The Hague. Charles Collins reports.
The conflict in Syria has killed more than 14,000 people since the revolt began in March 2011, according to some estimates. The fighting has grown increasingly militarized in recent months, with the rebel forces launching attacks and ambushes on regime targets. The UN Human Rights Chief Navi Pillay told the Security Council on Monday there have been violations by both the Syrian government and the opposition that rise to the level of crimes against humanity. She told the council those responsible must be held accountable as the situation in the country continues to get worse.
Hundreds remain trapped in Deir ez-Zor and the old city of Homs due to increasing use of heavy weapons and continuing armed clashes. And OHCHR and the Independent Commission of Inquiry in Syria have documented serious human rights violations by both government and opposition forces.
The 300-member UN mission in Syria repeatedly came under fire before the UN suspended it last month, and its future is not clear. Pillay said the mission's presence in Syria remains vital, but France's UN ambassador, Gerard Araud, said Syria will remain too dangerous for UN observers until a political process gets underway. He also said opposition to sanctions against Syria by some members of the Security Council will prevent the conflict from being referred to the International Criminal Court, as Pillay has suggested.
As France is concerned, it's very clear that we are very much in favor of referring Syria to the ICC. The problem is that it will have to be part of, a global understanding of the Council, and I do think that for the moment, we have not yet reached this point.
Friends of Syria, the contact group of countries and NGOs which is attempting to find a solution to the Syrian crisis, meets on Friday in Paris. I'm Charles Collins.